Hannery will go long. Franklin in a one-on-one. Bloody's marked it on the 50, and he goes short, and it's just over the head of Papley.
To Lloyd. Lloyd inside 50. Courageous stuff. Kieran Jack coming through at pace. Took the mark.
The co-captain for the first score. The first goal. The drop punt.
Misses.
Parker's drop punt. This time, the Swans are on the board.
He usually doesn't waste his chances. This one's going right to the line. Dixon kicks the dog second, and they've hit the front. Shoveled out. Bontempelli evasive on the 50. Sends it long into the pocket. Tom Lloyd.
Controversial trade. He's been paid the big dollars, and he's kicking a goal on the big stage.
Aaron went to Josh Kennedy. Wow. Kennedy should be gone here. Not on the call. Brad can't believe it either. Can the Bulldogs fans?
I thought it was Cirque du Soleil.
Wasn't Scott Jeffrey.
Yeah, juggler.
Kennedy on 50. Now to Kieran Jack. Away to Nick Smith. He'd be an unlikely hero. The defender creeps forward and kicks a goal. Wrestling play Smith. What a one-hander by Grundy. Not paid. Dixon does the roving. And he'll snap his second goal. Parker kicks the Swans inside 50. And Rowan's on the end of it. But it's called play on. It was touched off the boot. They haven't realised yet. No one's tackled him. Rowan just turns around. And he swaps a goal. Unbelievable.
Buddy runs into a wall of trouble. Somehow got a handball to Jack. Handball to Kennedy off a step. Goal, Josh Kennedy.
Parker tried to leap free. He surely gave away a free kick for a push in the back. But Kennedy's going to snap another.
Jeez, this is a good game, folks.
Bontempelli got it back out to McRae. His stringer tucked on the boundary line. Hooks it to the top of the square. Mills got hands on it for Sydney. Dog still a chance. Picked up McLean. Snaps it back over his shoulder.
Wait for this roar at halftime. Sydney to go into the break with a two-point lead. Ball yet to be cleared out of the centre. Siren just seconds away. Biggs. What a grand final we have on our hands. An 11-goal second quarter sees Sydney lead by 2 points in their third grand final in 5 years. The Dogs in their first since 1961. The Sydney Swans 7-3-45, leading the Dogs 7-1-43.
It's fisted back down into play. McRae got it to Tory Dixon. It's a high kick. It's up and under, but it's through the big sticks, and he's got through. Franklin trying to direct some traffic. He'll just pop it over the top inside 50. It was a great kick. Ooh. Kennedy took a mark. McLean went back into him strongly. The Swans fans appealing for 50, and it will be. To the goal line. He bangs it up into the second tier at the punt road end. And Josh Kennedy has kicked 3 goals out towards half back. And Tom Boyd's got it again.
Oh, he's playing like Gary Dempsey.
He's playing the game of his career.
Got a handball off Dunkley. Here's Johannesson again.
Oh, no,
run down by Rowan. Johannesson's kick forward.
Hannabury's got a bad injury. His legs were collided into in that last contest. He is really sore. And Johannesson playing in front. He wheels around, wants to go. Oh. On the right boot, shocking kick. It just tumbles inside 50. Rampy, close down! What a tackle by Liam Picken!
Kicks through the centre square, picked up for the Swans by Papley. Delivers inside 50, buddy! Drop punt, you back him in every day for a goal. Bontempelli won it down, gave it to McRae.
Stringer!
To Stringer, the package! This is a great grand final, folks. Here's Toby McLean, couldn't take the mark. Oh, Liam Picken!
Kennedy, a quick handle through the centre square. Franklin run down. Great tackle by Morris. Tom Boyd, unguarded goal square. He kicked it from inside the centre square. He bounced the doggy's way. It might be the dog's day with a bounce like that.
Stringer runs to 45, runs to 40, top of the goal square.
Picken,
Picken, goal. The Western Bulldogs are going to win the flag.
I told you, Sean.
The Western Bulldogs are going to win the flag. McLean comes in. He misses. Who cares?
You bloody beauty!
The longest premiership drought dating back to 1954 is over. The West has been won. And the Bulldogs are premiers. How bloody good is this, Bradley?
It is absolutely sensational, Shane. Beautifully called, Adam. Well done, Shane. I was a believer, I was always a believer, and I just tried to get a few of you on the bandwagon, but you wouldn't come with me, Shane. It's all right. Yeah, Billy, well deserved. Look at them all, the reserves team. They've won 2 flags in 6 days. The VFL, they won the VFL last weekend in a brilliant performance. Commiserations to the Swans, they were fantastic all year. They got a bit of a wake-up reminder call in that first game against the GWS. They fought their way back. They weren't able to get that electrifying start that they did in the last two finals, but they kicked 7 goals in each of the first two quarters and blew their opponents off the map. And the Bulldogs, they just knew they had the will, they had the youth, they had the exuberance, Adam. If they were with them or anywhere near them at half, three-quarter time, you knew they were always going to will themselves over the line. And they've done just that to win by 22 points.
The scene's just extraordinary at the MCG. The drought is done. The Bulldogs come from seventh to win the premiership, something we've never seen before. The fans in the Bulldogs cheer squad at the Punt Road end, they'll be singing songs loud and proud for a long, long time after this one. And Miner have won one since 54, Bradley. They'll be celebrating it.
Like it's 1954. They'll be getting out in their tracksuit pants and their moccasins tonight, Patrick.
They have been to hell and back, Brad. This team has been to hell and back. They almost didn't exist after 1989. And now they're premiers. Oh, you look around the MCG. This is absolutely splendid.
No one's moved.
And I don't reckon there's a Bulldogs fan who has a dry eye at the moment. They have worked so hard for this.